Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. And if I'm a listener and thinking, well, how do they make these loans if they're not taking consumer deposits? You know, can people get involved through like investing in the bank, or like, you know, how do you sort of get more capital to make these types of loans?
Yeah, well, and once again, we're not really a bank. We are a CDFI, and we have to really be make an important distinction between that. But we're a lender, and certainly corporations can support us. And if there were high net worth individuals that liked our mission, wanted to make an equity investment in our corporation, we could certainly do that. They'd have to be accredited investors. But so for us, we are unique, and we haven't talked about this yet, but when I started Clearinghouse CDFI, we incorporated as a for-profit CDFI. And there are really only, I think, four of us in the country of over, 1,500 CDFIs. And so for us, we raise both equity and debt capital. And right now, we're big enough where we have a lot of resources for debt capital, but in order to grow and in order to continue doing the work we're doing, we do need equity capital. And so, yes, if there were listeners out there that were accredited and were interested in supporting the work that we're doing throughout our service area or in Indian country, we would certainly find a way to get them involved and to offer them equity. And I might add that our equity has performed quite well. We are profitable, and we've been profitable for the last consecutive 18 years. We're very proud to say that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating, it's not something that I would normally think of, like if I'm an accredited investor, I could invest in Clearinghouse CDFI. So I think it's a pretty cool opportunity, I think.
Yeah, it is. And we could certainly use it. One of the challenges with growing CDFI is always keeping pace, having our equity keep pace with our debt capital. And, we've been growing since the year that we incorporated in 1996. And it's extremely important to us, and having access to that equity capital really helps us tremendously in terms of growing.
And it may be the thing you just mentioned, but is there any requests that you have for listeners to how they can help you grow this next economy?
Well, I know you have a lot of listeners that are socially responsible and in the world of foundations and things. We've had, with one exception, we've had a hard time, cracking into foundations. And I think it really harkens back to what we talked about earlier, and the fact is that we are a for-profit CDFI. And it would seem to me that foundation could make, we're not looking for a grant from a foundation, but a foundation could make an equity investment in our company. We could provide a good return starting at 8%, maybe going up as high as 15 or 18% over a 5-year period. And so to that extent, we would love to talk to, big investors that have the ability to invest large amounts of equity. We are attempting to raise $75 million in this recapitalization. So it's a lot of money, but it will really fuel our growth for the next basically 7 to 10 years. So I think, foundations, other SRI type of investors. And again, if there are individuals out there and they are interested in this, we'd be happy to talk to them. We do have a place for them to participate. Although we really haven't, done that a lot in the past. We have really worked mostly with the banks, and certainly with banks continuing to address CRA. I think I'm the kind of guy that if somebody wants to help us, I'd love to talk to you, and we'll see what we can do. And, we'll probably find a way for anyone out there who's listening that really wants to get involved with Clearinghouse CDFI to get involved.
Wow, 8 to 18% or 15%, that's incredible. I think there's probably also some wealth managers who sort of have a portfolio of high net worth folks who'd be interested in speaking.
We would love to talk to those people.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so and our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.